an article titled "The Secret to Keeping Sacrament Meeting on Time."
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Leading LDS. Hey friends, this is Kurt Frankum, your host of the Leading LDS podcast. And something you may not know about me is I entered the MTC on July 3rd of 2001. For the first 2 or 3 weeks, I was so homesick, I literally couldn't swallow my food. I mean, I got a little bit down, but I was so homesick. Anyways, enough about me, more about this article. This is an episode where I read an article that has been posted on Leading LDS, and this was an article that I wrote. And the reason I wrote this article is because we have a fantastic group on Facebook called Leading LDS Helpers, and I encourage you to be part of that, because we really dig into some concepts or points of view that get some great discussion going. And one of those topics that came up was about this this situation that happens in sacrament meeting when maybe a speaker goes long, right? The first speaker, and then the bishop or presiding authority is like scrambling to make time, or they're asking the concluding speaker to just share their testimony or to wrap it up quickly. And to be that, you know, concluding speaker can be quite awkward and frustrating, because you put so much time into your remarks, and now the speaker before you took up all this time and has left you with very little. And so what do you do, right? So I thought it would be a well-needed article about the subject. And I considered some of the points made on the Facebook group, the Leading LDS Helpers Facebook group, and included those here. But from my point of view, it comes down to two simple things. And that's what I talk about in this article. And so if you are in a ward or stake or branch that tends to go long with their meetings, maybe you could kindly send this article to your bishop or bishopric, and maybe they'd learn something from it, and you'd get out of sacrament meeting on time, especially if you're a Sunday school teacher. Am I right? I mean, they're taking up your teaching time. So here is my article, "The Secret to Keeping Sacrament Meeting on Time." Most bishoprics that have been set apart longer than a few weeks will know the feeling of trying to read the mind of the speaker at the lectern that has gone over their allotted speaking time by a few minutes. Do they not realize their time is up? It sort of sounds like they are concluding their remarks, but he said he would be sharing a list of 7 analogies, and I think he's only on number 4. But look at the clock. I'm sure he's realizing his time is up. Before the bishop knows it, the speaker has carried on, and now the meeting is almost over, and there's still a 15-minute talk standing by. With only 5 minutes left in the meeting, everything will feel rushed, and there's little room for the spirit to settle. This is a tough situation, especially if you have little experience presiding over a meeting. The reality is, most members of the church are inexperienced when it comes to public speaking. They tend to overprepare because they don't want their message to sound shallow or to be too short. When a member of the bishopric asks them to speak for 10 or 15 minutes, that feels like an eternity to them. After spending weeks preparing, they think their outline will take 10 minutes to deliver, but it will actually take 25 minutes. The task of putting a well-rounded outline together hasn't left them any time to practice to see how long the talk will actually last. Their nervousness is generally magnified once they stand at the lectern and they fail to ever look at the clock to pace themselves. They have one mission: get through their outline and then sit down. They then plow through their 25 minutes of notes and sit down, not realizing they have been unintentionally disrespectful to the other speaker and to the audience. This inexperience causes the bishop to sweat, the other speakers to become frazzled since they now have to cut down their talk, and the audience is more distracted by the sideshow of everyone stressing out on the stand. An in-depth discussion took place in the Leading LDS Helpers Facebook group about this topic. Yes, you should join this group by searching for it on Facebook. Many that contributed to this discussion noted how difficult it is to be that concluding speaker when the previous speaker takes up all of your time. Others talked about the agenda gymnastics the bishop has to do in order to conclude the meeting on time, including skipping the intermediate hymn or musical number, asking the concluding speaker to simply bear a testimony, or just writing it out while the Sunday school teachers glare at the bishop. After reading the discussion in the Leading Elias Helpers group, the solution is found in two simple priorities. One, bishopric preparation and communication, and two, having the presiding authority ask someone to pass a note to the speaker reminding them that their time is up. Bishopric preparation and communication. As the old proverb goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I would encourage any bishopric or ward council to review the article on Leading LDS titled, Three Tips for Bishoprics That Lead to Better Sacrament Meeting Speakers. This article includes great tips on how a bishopric could effectively prepare and communicate to potential sacrament meeting speakers instructions that will lead to more spiritual meetings, or, using a term from Elder Bednar, more spiritual revelatory experiences. In short, the bishopric or presiding authority could communicate quickly with a member prior to the meeting and simply emphasize that the purpose of the meeting should be focused on the Savior and His gospel, and clarify when they expect them to conclude their remarks. Gently tell them their time is up. There is something awkward about passing the speaker a note as they stand at the lectern. Doing it feels like you are drawing attention away from the speaker. It can feel like you are embarrassing the speaker because everyone in the meeting knows you are telling them that they have crossed a boundary. Though it feels that way for the member of the bishopric, it really isn't that awkward. The reality is, it is the most simple solution to respect everyone involved in the meeting and to end on time. I must admit, I have been the bishop that sits there thinking to himself, the speaker is 5 minutes over, but I'm sure they're nearly done. Unfortunately, the meeting would always get away from me, and then I'm doing my best to juggle the meeting agenda to get us out on time, because the Sunday school president will glare at me if I don't. With a little communication prior to the meeting, a passed note will help you be a hero and keep the meeting moving along. As a bishop, I did this by sending the speaker an email or letter after they were invited to speak in sacrament meeting. See the Three Tips article mentioned before. This letter would include the following paragraph. Please be sensitive to the time frame of your talk. Many speakers don't realize how much time their prepared remarks will fill and often go over time or end too early. We encourage you to practice your remarks beforehand and adjust accordingly. During your remarks, if you find that your talk will end early, that is okay. The bishopric will fill the remainder of the meeting. If you happen to go over your time, we will kindly place a note on the lectern to remind you to wrap up your comments. We don't do this to be rude, but realize many people lose track of time as they share from their heart. If the bishopric hasn't been able to send them a similar message before the sacrament meeting, it would be helpful to have a simple conversation with the speaker prior to the meeting, reminding them of their allotted time, and letting them know that they might receive a note from the bishopric if they go over time. This simple approach can save you from many awkward moments and keep the meeting on schedule. So what approach have you seen work best for keeping sacrament meeting on time? Please comment on this article and let's share ideas. That concludes my article, The Secret to Keeping Sacrament Meeting on Time. I encourage you to share this with somebody you may know in your ward or branch that runs these meetings, right, in your bishopric, and maybe share with them a new perspective on how to keep things on time. And an on-time ward is a happy ward, as I always say. Now, the simple request we have at Leading LDS is for you to contribute $1 a month for the content that we put together and share on Leading LDS. You can contribute by going to leadinglds.org/help, H-E-L-P, at the top of the page. There is a link there for you to contribute $1 a month or more to the cause of Leading LDS. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.